Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
What's up and welcome inside Studio 34 right here in Midtown Manhattan. FST Fantasy Sports Today Special Edition. You see we got the tablecloth out. You see my man Greg sitting here. It's the Red Felt Box Break Edition. We got some basketball stuff to get into. We got a rookie pack of Panini football cards to get into. So we spend the next hour doing that, breaking down some of the players, talking about some of the latest things going on in the world of sports. Corey Parson, the fantasy executive. You know me well. I haven't been on FST in a while. I'm glad to be here. Greg, what's going on, my man? I want to have you pronounce your last name.
Greg Bynum.
Okay, cool, Greg. That's what's up. You just told me about 5 minutes ago, but sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes I go a little bit too heavy on the vaporizer.
I hear you.
It happens.
I don't have to worry about that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Nice job. So, Craig, how you doing? Holiday weekend, man.
I'm great.
Yeah.
The sun is shining.
Beautiful day in the city.
The Cavs are going to lose tonight. And there's no work on Monday.
So far, so good, huh?
Yeah. So far, so good.
Greg, so let me ask you, where do you live at? Let's start there. You a new city guy?
I'm a city guy.
Right? Where at in the city?
The east side, Midtown East.
Okay, so the east side. Yeah. I'm a west side guy.
You know.
Further uptown, west side, though. I don't even like to go to the east side. To me, the east side is like Brooklyn.
Well, you need a passport to go to the west side, they tell us. I got to go there once a week for a doctor, and it's a pain. It's
really? The crosstown trips are ugh.
Yeah, and the subways are terrible. You got to go down and up and
yeah,
around.
Yeah, especially depending on what side of the city you
and
go
they
to.
They closed the BC station at 72nd and Central Park West.
So why is that closed?
They're doing renovations. You know, summer's a good time to do it because people can walk, I guess.
Yeah, so that's over there by the museum, yeah. So then it makes it a little bit difficult for your travel to the west side.
Well, I mean, coming from the East 50s, I got to take 3 subways to begin with sometimes.
I think the most egregious travel problem in New York City, going from Upper Manhattan, where I used to live at, right, to around where you live at. A lot of times what I have to do, I have to go to Yankee Stadium. I got to go to Yankee Stadium. I got to go from 145th in Manhattan into the Bronx to Yankee Stadium to come back into Manhattan to get to the east side.
I'd take the BD over to the stadium?
Take the BD to the stadium.
Hop on
the 4-5 or the 6. And then come down into the east side of Manhattan.
It's not well designed.
What? This is New York City. You would figure we'd be able to get from side of Manhattan to the next.
Well, you can sit in traffic on the crosstown bus.
Oh, that is horrible.
That is the worst.
That's horrible. I haven't rode a bus in years.
I have friends that won't ride the subway after 9/11. They take a bus down to the financial district.
Really? That's tough call right there.
Not enough money you could pay me to do that.
No, I agree with you. I'll go ahead and take that risk on the subway system.
I'd walk backwards before taking the bus. I'd get there faster.
That's tough. It's a New York Giant helmet over there in the corner. I threw it down there. It was on the desk at first, mm-hmm. but I threw it down there because I do not like the New York Giants.
I have to be careful what I say.
You're a New York Giant fan?
Not really.
More of a Jets guy?
It's funny. I'm a Michigan Wolverine fan.
All right. I can do that.
I root for my fantasy team now as I got older. Mm-hmm. Every year right now I'm on the Browns bandwagon.
All right.
Baker Mayfield almost knocked me off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Before they took him, I had them to win the Super Bowl in Vegas during the Final Four.
Wow.
Yeah,
you got him at what, 5,000 to 1?
No, it was only 100 to 1 or $1.50. I think it was only 100 to 1 on 100 bucks.
Wow. Okay.
It was after they made all those moves.
Okay, so they brought in Juice. Should have Josh Gordon, Tyrod, Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, Demetrius Randle.
Okay.
You know my boy Jabril Peppers. Yeah,
no doubt.
He's gonna be that much better. I just like him. You know, I'm a big Duke Johnson guy. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care. I didn't know about him in Miami that well.
Yeah.
But I'm hopefully keeping him in a couple fantasy teams this year that I got to keep a couple guys.
Oh, that's cool. So you think, Jesse, I worry you got the dynamic running back and Chubb out there. You got Carlos Hyde and you got Duke. And I'm like, is it enough footballs for all of these guys in Cleveland?
I'm not worried about Chubb right now.
Really? Chubb is the best back in the backfield, in my opinion.
Yeah, but he's... If you watch the final championship game,
mm-hmm.
Alabama, he did nothing in the second half, and I still don't understand what Kirby Smart was doing not giving the ball back to Michelle.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. I think he single-handedly lost the championship by doing that. Okay. Chubb, you know, you and I could have probably gotten more yards than Chubb did in that second half, that fourth quarter. But he's a rookie. They took him in the second round, which is really good, high second-round pick. But they didn't side high to all that money. You know, they loved. I'm not worried about him affecting Duke's rushing either. Duke's going to catch 60 balls out of the backfield.
You got Duke catching 60 passes. You know, a lot of Duke's production last year, in my opinion, was due to, what's the young man's name? I can't think. Curly hair boy.
The quarterback?
Yeah. Kizer. To me, I think Duke had that great production because Kizer was just like, you know what, let me just get the ball to somebody as quick as possible. And that's Duke
Tyrod's
Johnson.
Not a great downfield passer. He's not known.
I don't think he's going to take that check down as much as Kizer was.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens as camp unfolds. I mean, it's way too early to
speculate
anything.
Yeah.
I mean, Hunter Henry just went down, the number four preseason fantasy tight end, so God only knows what's going to happen in the next few weeks.
It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. You mentioned the Michigan thing. The other day, right, I was watching, the NBA players come to the podium after the game, and Draymond Green was at the podium. And one of the reporters said to Draymond Green, during the broadcast, Chris Webber said that you wouldn't be able to start for most other teams in the NBA because you don't score enough. Draymond Green had the great response saying, well, he respects Chris Webber and all of that, but, you know, his jewelry fits nicely. He plays his game is good enough that he can be an all-star and only average 10 points a game, which is true. He's been an all-star twice, averaging 10 points a game, and his ring and his jewelry does fit well because he has two championship rings. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I find it interesting for Chris Webber to take that shot, and then it hit me. It's Michigan versus Michigan State.
Exactly. I mean, I think Webber's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a team in the league that Draymond wouldn't start for.
I agree.
So, I mean, it's just, you know, creating controversy. It's like Charles Barkley asking Kevin Durant, you know, what Draymond's like. Just,
yeah, is he annoying?
It's chatter.
Yeah, it is.
You know, like, you know, Chris Webber needs more chatter about Chris Webber's name than other people do.
I think he's an excellent broadcaster, though. I think he does a good job.
He actually is.
Mm-hmm.
But do you ever hear anyone talking about what Chris Webber said?
No, you really don't. Besides me, really.
Exactly. But yeah, you're the first person that I can think of, but it's just, they got to have, he's having, you know, creating a little stoke in the fire.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think the reason why he did that is that Michigan State, Michigan rivalry. But Chris Paul out for game 6. That news just came down. They have pushed the Warriors to the brink of elimination. And early in this series, it looked like the Dubs were going to run away with it. Now you see Houston show up. Chris Paul is playing great.
I still like Houston. I've liked Houston from day one. I caught when the conference finals were set up, I called Boston in 5, so it's going to be wrong. It's going to be Boston in 6. And then it's going to be Houston in 7.
All right.
I mean, if they win this game, which part of me thinks it's the best bet of all the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah, because the whole world is going to think Golden State's going to kill them. They should punt the game, rest of this and that. So I'm just contrarian.
Okay, I can dig that.
You know, like, the public is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I can dig Vegas wasn't built on the public being right and
you're
winning.
You're right. Them casinos don't close, my man.
They
don't close. They don't go out of business.
Exactly. And, I mean, the number's going to be huge. What's the number going to be? It was 7 points with Paul?
I can tell you what the number is right now. My guess, and I haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to say 10.5.
Wow. I would say Warriors 6.5. That's what I would say, right? Warriors would be a 6.5-point favorite. So I'm going to open up my little app, you know, because, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
Soon we'll be able to do this above ground.
Well, you can go to this website. You can look at on Vegas Insider and other stuff.
Oh, my God. You were right.
10.5?
12.
12. I mean.
That's wild. That's a real big number.
That's why I think Houston's the play. Who's not going to say, oh, my God?
No, the money's going to be on Houston to cover this number, without Paul.
I think the number's not. I disagree. I don't think the public thinks like that.
Okay.
I think like the Golden State killed them.
Yeah.
At the first game at home, you know. Then Iguodala didn't play game 4. Even if Iguodala doesn't play, they won by 40.
Okay.
So the public's gonna look at that. People are gonna say, look what you know, you trade Paul for Iguodala. I'd rather have Paul than Iguodala. So they're losing a bigger player. I think.
My thing with the Warriors is this: the Warriors. You can't beat them. They can only beat themselves. They beat themselves with the technical fouls. They beat themselves with the turnovers. Obviously, Steph Curry's a liability on defense. And this past game, you saw in game 5, it was the turnovers. 17 turnovers in the game.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it's funny to think that Steph Curry's a liability because he's got such good hands. He can steal the ball from anyone. He can pick your pocket while you're looking at him.
I think it's in his head now, too.
Oh, well, I mean, it's in all their heads.
Yeah. There's two series. You go back to that playoff series that they have been in this situation where they're facing elimination. Well, they had Oklahoma City in 2016. They were facing elimination in that. Was that 2015 or 16? They were facing elimination in that series.
I think KD was on that team, wasn't
he? KD was on... Oklahoma City. They were facing elimination. That's when Klay was.
I think it was 16.
That was 16. That's when,
and then he jumped ship.
Yep, and that's when Klay was lights out. Klay was ice water in his veins on the road in that game six. But a story of that series was pick and roll and get Westbrook on Curry. It worked every time. You look at the finals. Pick and roll, get Kyrie teamed up on Curry. And they lost that series. They could have lost that series if Westbrook didn't throw that game away. And now you see them once again with their back against the wall. And it's because Steph Curry's a liability on defense. As a matter of fact, I was talking in the last program. Have you seen the Kobe Bryant thing on ESPN Plus detailed?
No, I have not watched it. I have.
It's excellent. So it's basically Kobe talking to players. Well, Kobe is breaking down a game, right? Mm-hmm. And he's picking out and singling out a player and telling them how to improve their game. He did Donovan Mitchell. He did Jason Tatum in the recent one. He's talking about how Steph Curry can become a better defender. More or less, Curry is taking bad angles on defense, and he's not going around the pick and roll correctly, and he's not running the player to the help defender. Player's always getting a straight line on him. Kobe breaks it down perfectly. It's brilliant.
Sure he does.
Yeah. I mean, best bright basketball mind.
Well, he's probably the second greatest player of all time.
Behind LeBron James.
Not even close.
Why are you, Greg? Let's not do this.
Do you want to get into the Cleveland game? Because I have a whole thing on why Cleveland's going to lose.
Explain.
Okay. First of all,
At home. Yeah.
Who was sitting on the scorer's table in the last game? Who was sitting on the scorer's table? Who was pouting? Who was very petulant?
You talking about LeBron?
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you a question. You talked about it before. When they beat Golden State, who hit the shot?
Kyrie.
Who passed them the ball?
LeBron James.
What was going through LeBron's head and what was...
I remember the play well. He was standing...
What was going through his head before he passed the ball?
Get the ball out of my hands.
Get the ball out of my hands.
That LeBron is not the same. That LeBron was 2012, 2013. No,
doesn't change.
Before you do that, who made the block on Iguodala to save the game?
I understand that.
Okay.
But you ready?
Mm-hmm.
LeBron, Michael, Kobe... I'm winning this. There's no fucking way. Oh, sorry.
Don't worry about it.
No way I'm not. I always forget. There's no way I'm not winning this. LeBron, I can't lose this. That's what's in his head.
Okay.
If Boston gets out strong tonight, you're going to see another six turnovers. LeBron's going to be so worried about, you know, losing at home, his legacy. And then when he jumps ship to go to the wrong team, he's not even in the conversation. He's not a leader.
Don't do that. That man is the ultimate professional. He's the ultimate leader. Okay. And I have him as the GOAT. He's the best player to ever play basketball.
He's the best physical player. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the mental. He will never have the mental. He's 33 years old. If you don't have it by now, you're not getting it. He does not have that killer instinct.
So you look at the game. First of all, the game against the Raptors when he was just schooling them with the fadeaway. You don't look at that as like one of the great performances in a quarter
Let's
you've ever seen.
Let's talk about the Raptors for a second.
Okay, so I knew you was going to go there and talk about the Toronto Raptors being frauds.
Well, I mean, I think the Raptors, I've been on the Raptors, you know, to beat Cleveland for years. I've always wanted to see it happen.
Yeah.
But Dwayne Casey, coach of the year, gets fired. His fault or the GM's fault? That team's built to beat a team on a given night, not to win a series.
Okay, I can dig that.
You know, like, they're a lesser version of the Cavs. They, you know, their 1-2 is not as good as the Cavs 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cavs and the rest of the teams, you could change them out.
All right, cool. I'm an LBJ guy. I think they win game six, and I think in one of the great performances, LeBron James goes into Boston and wins a game seven at TD Bank. Very few players win game seven in Boston, and I think that is what LeBron James is setting up for on Sunday night.
You want to make it interesting?
How?
I don't know. Lunch? Dinner?
You do this every Thursday, right?
Friday.
Today is Friday.
Red Felt Fridays.
Red Felt Fridays. I like that.
Red Felt Fridays.
We'll do this. We'll do the lunch date next Friday.
Okay.
All right? Winner buys lunch. All right. So I'm down with that. Now, let me ask you this. Who are you looking for in this pack of basketball cards?
So this is the Panini Dominion. It just came out this week. Hot new product. I think you get.
Do you have to buy this yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, but you do it as a hobby.
No, I do it as a business.
That's what I'm asking. I'm kind of getting to what line of business are you in? What officially is like? How do you get your bag?
Sports marketing.
Uh huh.
This is marketing. So this product that my Sharon who couldn't make it with us today, Black Jaded Wolf is one of the biggest dealers in the industry.
Okay.
And we buy, sell, trade cards. It's a different market than when we were kids. There's no bubble gum in this.
No, that's why I'm upset about that. I was going to ask you, why is it no gum?
It ruins the cards.
Why? It ruins the cards. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to say this for after the break that's coming up, but this little pack, I think, is 6 cards in it.
That's it?
Yeah, it's about $270 for this box.
But it's only 6 cards in it.
Well, when we open it up and you see what they look like and what you can get, you'll understand.
Okay, that's part of it right
there. Cards are different today. It's not the same. It's not buying 35-cent packs at the local stationery store. Yeah.
You know, I remember we used to actually go to the it was in my neighborhood, it was a warehouse on 146 between Amsterdam and Broadway. It was a warehouse and you can go buy the full season at the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it a couple years, but then like as I got older, my mom was like, just throw this trash out. And I was like, all right, whatever. I kind of got out of it at that point. But now looking back, I'm like, I wish I would have kept those cards.
You know what Tops used to do with the excess stuff they didn't sell?
What's that?
You go to the bottom of the East River, you probably find 1952 Mickey Mantles down there.
Crazy.
Yeah, sold for a little over $2 million recently. Mm-hmm. They just threw them away.
That's it.
My dad and everyone, their moms threw everything away.
People look at the card trade like it's not big business anymore,
it's
the sports
enormous.
Card trade. It still is.
It's completely transcended.
Really?
Yeah, it's completely transcended. The prices, the values. I mean, I don't know if you've watched some of our other shows, but we're looking for the Shohei Ohtani rookie.
Yeah.
It's called the Super Fractor. It's one of one.
Wow.
There's a $100,000 offer out there to buy it.
But you got to get it first.
There's only one in the world. If you find it, 6 figures. Guys played 2 months.
Cool. All right, we're going to look for that card when we come back on the other side.
Wish.
We're going to get a little bit deeper into the business of sports cards trading. We'll get to open up this pack, look at some of these NBA players. Plus, we got some football coming up. It's FST Red Felt Fridays.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
All right, man, Mike Florio downstairs on the 1 and 2 FST Fantasy Sports Today, Red Felt Fridays. About to get into this basketball card right here, talking a little NBA playoff action with Greg. I'm Corey, the fantasy executive. A wonderful day, beautiful day in New York City. Nice lunchtime crowd in Rockin' Raleigh's. The deck is open. Sun
beautiful
is shining
day outside.
In. It's lovely. I can't complain.
Holiday Friday, everyone's leaving early.
I know, except for us.
No, 2 o'clock's usually, you know, Friday whistle on a day on a week like this.
Yeah.
Maybe 1.
I get off early. I do the morning show.
Yeah, you know, doesn't matter. I could sit and open cards for in the warmest storm street.
And
we
it
ever
would
had.
Still and it would be intriguing to you.
Oh, it's the best.
All right. Okay,
no,
cool.
You know the excitement of pulling the pack open. You know, it's only second to unzipping a girl's pants and pulling them down.
Only second to that.
Only second to that.
Interesting. All right, but I'm down with it. Like I said, I used to do it in the past, and I've seen y'all do this before. This thing right here, this red thing, really brings
it's
it
special.
Out.
Special. It's good luck.
And let me tell you what I used to do when because this you sit right here in this seat, that air is blowing on you. Sometimes, right? I would go and I would get this and I would cover up with it.
There you go.
Yeah, this is a blanket also.
Listen, you know, we're glad to help.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The felt that's earning its money.
Yes,
it
is.
It pays for itself now.
It's multi-purpose. So we were discussing LBJ last segment and the Eastern Conference Finals, which I said you're going to see an epic all-world performance from LeBron James in Game 7 to push this team to the to the NBA Finals again. Like his 8th year in a row going there. LBJ, in my opinion, is the GOAT. The GOAT of the GOAT. I think he's closed the gap. I think he's passed MJ. I do think Kobe's in the conversation also. But LBJ is the GOAT of the GOATs. You, on the other hand, you're like one of these Michael Jordan stands. Were you a Bulls fan in the 90s? Is this
not
why you don't?
I've been a Knicks fan. I was at the game with a Trent Tucker shot, though.
Oh, that's on MLK Day.
Yeah.
That was a great game.
My first Knicks game.
That's cool. I remember watching that game at home. Amazing.
Yeah.
It changed the rule after that.
Yeah.
So did 2010 hurt you when he didn't come to the Knicks? Is that why you hate LeBron James?
No.
You get past that.
I don't hate LeBron James. I don't respect LeBron James.
That's tough right there, bro.
I think that, you know, he's his own worst enemy.
Explain.
Okay. Well, they're going to lose to Boston tomorrow night. No, tonight, excuse me. They're going to lose to Boston.
Boston going to wrap him up tonight in Cleveland.
100%, so he can lose at home and feel the pain. Name another team. You talked about what Chris Webber said about Draymond. Name another team that would trade Kyrie Irving with one more year left on the contract coming off three straight NBA finals. Name one team. Name one team that would trade him in that situation for lesser stuff.
Kyrie wanted to go get his own team and be his own guy.
Okay, well, you know what? Kyrie wanted to do a lot. Did you have the Spurs traded Kawhi? He's got 1 year left. Have they traded him?
No.
They wanted him out last?
Well, Kawhi is the guy on that team. No.
Okay.
Kyrie wanted a team where it could be his team, and that's not going to happen with LBJ.
Why did he want it to be his team?
Because he didn't want LeBron to leave him with a barren team. So it was a smart move by Kyrie.
Yeah, but they didn't have to acquiesce to it. LeBron pulled the strings.
You know.
They're where they are right now. Their team got worse because LeBron has to play GM. People don't want to come and play with LeBron is what it's looking like.
I know. That thing, that's ridiculous right there. Why would you not want to play with LeBron James?
Why does Cleveland have no one? Why is Jay Crowder better on Utah than he was with Cleveland?
Well, it's different.
Why did Kyrie want to get out so bad?
I believe Kyrie wanted to get out. He was pulling a power move. I think Kyrie wanted to get out because he looked around and said, if this guy leaves after next year, I'm going to be stuck here with J.R. Smith and Tristan Thompson.
Why did LeBron have to get Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith those contracts?
I agree with you on that.
You know,
I agree with you on that. But he looked out for his man. Sometimes we look out for our buddies. And
you're looking out your buddies, putting him on your personal payroll, not hamstringing your franchise. They probably got twice as much as the rest of the league would have paid.
Yeah, no, he's on a max deal.
Yeah, but going back to what you were saying about Kyrie, they had him 2 years. LeBron wasn't leaving. So you have him this year, and if you know what LeBron bolts, you could still trade him then.
Yeah,
you
they
could still trade him then.
Ah, they got that pick LeBron out of it. It wasn't horrible.
Oh, that pick.
It was that pick in the
being
nothing.
You don't think they could still get that pick if they didn't right now?
That's true.
You don't think they could still get that pick? 100% could after the season.
I agree.
So it doesn't matter. I think that karma's going to come back and bite him. You know, he's so worried about his legacy and everything he does, and, you know, he's only got a few options right now. Staying in Cleveland. You know, he left once. He went to go join to win. Is he going to leave again to go join someone to win?
He won in Cleveland, though.
He won.
He won in Cleveland, which is big. And I think
he left. They got the number one pick, Kyrie, and then they traded for Kevin Love.
I think they're going to win the championship.
They got another number one pick. I've been saying this
since the playoffs started. They're going to win the championship this year with this team. This is going to be LeBron James' defining career moment, winning the championship with this team.
If he there's two ways I look at it with him. If he stays in Cleveland, it's because he wants to buy the team. But part of me also thinks if he leaves, he wants to buy the team to lower the value so he can get it cheaper from Gilbert.
I do think LeBron James would like to own the Cleveland Cavaliers.
My aunt and uncle live in Ohio. They live in Cleveland. They want him to buy the team.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert's not exactly a popular guy there.
Uh-huh.
So, who knows? But let me tell you my other theory on LeBron for his legacy, which will catapult him. He goes to a team that's not good, like in New York.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it because I'm a Knicks fan. I'm saying it for his legacy. You come to New York and you take a franchise which people will argue is the worst in the NBA, top to bottom. Not necessarily talent wise, but management, probably the worst owner in the NBA in Dolan.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes him a champion. That's different. That's not going to join the Sixers or the Lakers who have three consecutive number two picks.
Yeah.
You know, like all these guys. Well, they traded D'Angelo, but still, it's not like he's running to go join like superstars, emerging superstars. He's, you know, sure, you got Porzingis. Maybe Kanter would stay. He's not coming this year, but like, if he were to come to New York, or if this, I mean, Memphis, or, you know, a franchise that's Phoenix, something like that.
Yeah.
But coming to New York, you know, bringing the most important city back to the top of the NBA ladder.
Yeah. That'd be a big thing.
Now, you will see down the block in front of MSG a statue of LeBron James.
I agree. That would happen.
That would happen. So that's a unrealistic option because, you know,
nobody wants to play for James Dolan.
No one wants to play for James Dolan, and LeBron wants to win. He's going to become a mercenary. He's going to sign a 2-year deal with a 1-year out everywhere he goes for the rest of his career.
Interesting to see how the situation break out and play down. Let's get ready to open up this pack, my man.
All right, so we got 6 cards. $270 for the box.
Okay. That's interesting right there.
Yeah. $35
Is there a return on this?
No. There's not.
It's not. It's just hobby.
It's just hobby.
All right. I'm down with that.
No, return. I'm sorry. Yes. You know, as we go through, we'll talk about it. But, you know, okay. You can make, like I told you about that Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. You can make $100,000.
Yeah. You could do well if you get the right card. So, like, all right. Here's a really cool card.
All right, let's see it.
It's Jordan Bell.
Okay.
It's a piece of metal. It's like a plate, but it's not. And there's only 199 of them, and it's rookies. So, like, if leave it in the plastic. But you take a look at that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bell being on Golden State.
I mean, that helps.
It helps, you know.
Could win a championship this year, too.
Could win a championship.
All right, cool. That's what's up. I like that.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, this is not... not who we want it to be. It's Terrence Ferguson, number to 199. But, like, if you had this with Donovan Mitchell or Jason Tatum.
That would have been crazy, right?
Yeah. It could be over $1,000.
Already.
Depending on the number.
What's the odds of, like, not like. So you're talking about that Ohtani card or one of these big time cards. What's the odds that a kid goes into a store, buys a pack of cards, and it stopped playing? I figured like the professionals would know where to go and what to buy.
Way. We were at a show. Mm-hmm. My good friend Seymour from A&S Sports was selling packs of 2016 Bowman Chrome Baseball.
Yeah.
Someone pulls the Vlad Guerrero 1/1.
Wow.
That's his first autograph. Sells it for like $100 because the guy didn't know.
Wow.
So it could happen anywhere.
Yeah.
And if you know, there's conspiracy theorists who think that they know where everything is going. Would destroy the hobby if it ever came out.
No
destroy
doubt.
Destroy the hobby.
Okay, I can
fixes,
dig that.
You know, no one wants to fix, but you talked about the odds. You ready? To give you an idea, you know, like, this doesn't give the odds. I'm sorry. This
It's all good.
This talks about what's in the product. I'm sorry. Sometimes they give you the actual
odds of
in here on the back. They just talk about it. But sometimes the pack, they'll tell you what the odds of getting something are. So I'm assuming you're a Knicks fan.
Well, I've rooted for the Knicks.
I'm a Knicks fan.
I left the Knicks, to be honest.
What do
you
think of this guy? Because at my gym, we argue back and forth about him all the time. I love Frank.
I think he's an excellent perimeter defender. I don't know if his offensive game is ever going to be enough.
And you know what? I don't think it needs to be, because with that wingspan, he's a little mini Greek freak. What, has he got a 7-1 wingspan?
No, he does have a tremendous wingspan, an elite perimeter defender. I would like him to be a New York Knick. I just don't know if his game is ever going to develop enough offensively to really be a dude that you can put in your starting lineup year in and year out.
Okay, we talked about Draymond Green before.
Okay.
Now you got a guy that with a guy who's right now a point guard, but really is going to be a shooting guard.
Yep, he'll be a 2.
You're playing the Warriors.
Yeah, he can defend.
He can defend Steph.
Yep.
You could defend, you know, all these up and coming point guards.
Yeah,
because of it, you know, he's got the arms help. And, you know, Steph's gonna have to fade away, step back, and he's still gonna block it.
He can still get to that. No, I think he's. I just worry about his game on offense. But you make the good point with the Draymond Green comparison. I don't have no problem with that draft pick.
No, I
didn't either. Mm-hmm. I really didn't.
I don't either.
You don't know what they're gonna do this year.
Wow.
But what is this? What we got?
This is nice. Unfortunately, it's not nice players, but it's a nice looking card.
Oh boy.
We got a dual autograph of Aaron McKee and Eric Snow. This is one of those things, you see the two signatures and you're like, yes. Then you see the players and you're like, wow. No. It's
probably what year was that? That was they had that excellent series against the Raptors.
Yeah. And the thing about this, hold on. Maybe it was 2000-2001. They ended the 7-year playoff drought, and they saw him to the finals. So it says it on the back of the card, but it's numbered to 25 too. So that, you know, the Frank we have is numbered.
That's people remember those two. It's going to be from that team in that great playoff series
Sixers,
against the Raptors.
A Sixers collector might want that card.
Okay, I can see that. No doubt.
Maybe $25.
That's it. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. Yeah. All right.
All right. Then I'm going to save that one for last because it looks really cool and it'll be interesting. All right, here we have this is a base card. Zach LaVine.
Explain the base.
Plain, regular.
Okay.
No subset, no autograph, no jersey. Just a plain base card. Numbered to 75. So there's different subsets, different, you know, people want to make sets. They go through them. They find them, you know. Not money, but it has value because there are people who make sets.
Okay.
So, you know, don't throw it away. Now, the last one is a really, really cool card. And I think you're going to like this. It's a quad jersey card.
Okay.
And if you look at it, we got Dame, CJ McCollum, Joseph Nurkic, and Evan Turner.
I like that.
It's numbered to 25, which always makes it more valuable. But if you look, you know, at the... Who's over there? That's CJ McCollum. You see, it's got four colors on it. It's part of the jersey. Whereas over here in the Evan Turner in the bottom corner, it's just a piece of red. Dame Lillard's another patch also. When it's one color, it's jersey. When there's multiple colors, it's considered a patch.
Yeah.
Makes it more valuable. I mean, if you had four, like, of these, like the Terrence Ferguson, it's not worth as much.
Okay.
But the fact that it's got...
Four patches. Well, two patches and four and two jerseys.
Well, I think I'm looking at it, it's actually not. If you look at it carefully, just be careful holding it because the corners don't ding. Don't hold it by the corner.
All right.
Just, yeah.
Drop it
if
right there.
If you see on the bottom corner on Nurkic, it's like two different shades of red.
I see that.
So that makes it, you know, not a basic jersey. You know, that's not it's not a huge card. You know, I think the Jordan Bell is probably the most expensive one
out of this bunch. Okay,
maybe the Frank because we're in New York and he's young. But you know, it's fun stuff. It's fun stuff.
No doubt, that was cool. That's a cool piece right there, and those are good looking cards. So
beautiful cards.
Yeah, I like that.
Panini hadn't done this for a while. This set, and they decided to bring it back. So to give you an idea, like there's only one company that does basketball.
And that's Panini.
Panini has an exclusive license.
Okay, that's cool.
They have the same thing with football, and Topps has baseball. Panini does baseball. If you ever look at a Panini baseball card, you will not see a major league team jersey on it.
Okay.
So it's not the same. It doesn't have the same value.
Because it's not official.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But they got the official NBA. Now, what's the NBA card that you will be looking for after the draft this year?
After the draft this year?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to come out for a while, but...
Probably really, there's no real...
I know, this draft, there's a few big guys. I just don't, you know, it's too early to say. People are going to want Ayton. I think people are going to want Doncic.
Okay.
I think they are because, you know, scorers tend to do well in the card market.
Okay, cool.
You know, like Karl Anthony Towns, one of the best players. His rookie card, hot, hot, hot. It's cooled off since then. Why is Donovan Mitchell so hot? And you know, in this product, we're looking for Mitchell and Tatum, 1-2, followed by Fultz and Ball. Even though they're probably better rookies this year, definitely better than Fultz. And I'm not a Lonzo fan, but...
What you got against Lonzo?
Well, besides LeVar...
LeVar Ball is a revolutionary.
He's a smart man who screwed up his younger two sons' futures. He doesn't know how to shoot. These guys left... His game, what does he do? The Lakers stink.
Who, Lonzo?
Yeah.
Lonzo will learn how to shoot. I believe his final numbers was 10, 7, and 6. He didn't embarrass himself.
I didn't say him, but I just said I don't like him.
Okay.
I said I don't like him. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't like him. I didn't think the Lakers should have taken him. I thought the Lakers should have taken Tatum.
This is my thing with the ball in the Lakers thing. I don't think the kid, the middle boy, I don't think he gets drafted, but I think the Lakers G League now. I think the Lakers G League signs him. I think that Magic Johnson and LaVar Ball are in this together.
Well, I think Magic told LaVar to keep your mouth shut. I firmly believe that LaVar was given a directive. Firmly believe.
I can dig that, but I think Magic's in bed with the whole idea of getting all three of the sons. The youngest one is going to be like Odell. He is going to be a superstar athlete, the youngest one.
He's the best one. Where is he right now? Didn't he lose his eligibility?
He'll play with his pops with the JBA, right? He'll play out there. I think he does at some point find his way to UCLA and find his way to the NBA.
Didn't he lose his eligibility?
But he loses eligibility. You're right. So then he'll find his way to the G League. He'll be in there because he can sell tickets. He's going to be the best one and the most popular one.
How old is he? 15?
16. I believe he'll be 17 this year.
He's going into his junior year, right?
He'll be going in. This would have been his senior year of high school coming up.
LiAngelo or LaMelo?
LaMelo.
Is the younger one LaMelo?
That's the youngest one, yeah.
He's not, no, because LiAngelo
would have been
3 years apart. I thought there was a gap year in between.
So he wouldn't have been a freshman. This would have been his sophomore year of high school?
Sophomore or junior?
I think this would have been his junior year. I could be wrong on that.
We'll look at the break.
Yeah. We can do that in the break. And we got these football cards.
This is
going to
be fun. We got six packs, 40 cards a pack. Five autographs, looking for Sam Darnold, Saquon Barkley.
That's the big one, I can imagine so.
Actually, quarterbacks do better than running backs.
Really?
So, like, I mean, but there's something about Saquon Barkley in New York.
I got a theory on Saquon Barkley, and I'll break it down to you.
Wait till the, you know.
When we come back on the other side.
Back.
So we'll get you the information on, what's the young boy named? LaMelo, right? On his wherever, however, where he's supposed to be at. And then I give you my story, my thing on, my little theory on Saquon Barkley.
He's a stud. I hate to say it because he went to Penn State.
We'll see. We'll see. Red Felt Fridays right here at Fantasy Sports Today. Red Felt Friday, Fantasy Sports Today, Corey and Greg. About to get into this pack of football cards. Looking forward to this box, excuse me. It's got Baker Mayfield and Josh Rosen. That's Allen or Rosen?
That's Josh Rosen.
That's Rosen, excuse me. That's Rosen on the cover.
On the top of the box.
On the top of the box. I was impressed with Baker Mayfield as a college quarterback. I'll be honest with you. None of the other quarterbacks in this class did anything for me except for Mayfield, Jackson, and the dude the Giants drafted. What's the boy name now? Coletta. Other than that, Darnold was horrible in the bowl game. Terrible.
Do you know what it was? Darnold the year before was like the anointed one.
Yeah, just suck for Sam.
Yeah.
That was the hashtag.
Yeah. See, but it's funny because as great a player as Baker was in college, I really didn't I thought he was Johnny Manziel again. I really thought that he also was like one of these. How many Heisman quarterbacks have gone to the Super Bowl and won in the last 30 years?
Wow.
Or gotten there? Forget one. Name
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but I just wouldn't get there. Forget winning it. Get there.
I'm just saying, like, I don't, he doesn't take snaps under center.
But
I'm just saying. Like,
I get what you're saying. But no, I think you get in the NFL and work with that.
Playing in the Big 12, which is really only 10 teams, and the Big 10 is 14 teams. That's another conversation.
I know. Tell me about it.
Makes no sense, but do they play defense? I mean,
I knew you was going to go there.
Do they play defense or not? What are the totals in those games? All in the 70s?
Mostly
sometimes
in the 70s.
Sometimes the 80s? I'm just saying, like, it's, you know, it's like that high school backyard game where, you know,
the offensive coordinator should gear. When you bring in a young quarterback and give him the control of your franchise, coach him to his strengths. Don't make him fit into your system.
Yeah, but the NFL game is different.
Hopefully that happens. Now, listen, you saw, I agree, in the Rose Bowl, they took the ball out of his hands. They took the ball out of Baker Mayfield's hands because the Georgia Bulldogs, that's NFL defense. And if you're winging it like that on NFL defense, Baker, these Georgia Bulldogs are going to pick you off and go to the crib. I get it.
That's why I was floored he was number one.
I was, too. I was shocked. I figured he would be the Jet court. I thought he would be to the Jets at three.
Well,
Baker. I was ready to go all in on Broadway Baker.
I was shocked. I thought both the Giants and the Browns should have traded down.
Okay.
You were going to tell me about Saquon, but I mean, I didn't think they should have taken him either. But I think he is something special.
All right. Now, here's the thing about Barkley. He is the most hyped rookie since probably LeBron James.
Really?
What player as a rookie coming into the league has this much hype? Has coming into any?
It's because he's from New York. Yeah, I think if he had gone to Cleveland,
It wouldn't have been that.
The hype. I think if he'd gone to Indianapolis, it wouldn't have been that.
Okay.
I think if he'd gone to Denver, it's New York.
So there's bright lights, big city. That's why everything.
City,
you know, he's from the Bronx. You know that?
I did not know he's from the Bronx.
He's born and raised in the he was born in the Bronx. Then he moved to Pennsylvania, I believe, in his formative years. He is the nephew of Iran Barkley.
The boxer?
The boxer. That's his uncle. Yeah, I did wild thing. I saw
great
this.
Great boxer.
Yeah, great boxer. Also from the Bronx. Yeah. So I guess that's where the athleticism.
Talk about a sport that's died.
Oh my goodness. They can't do what happens to heavyweight boxing?
It used to be the biggest thing in the entire world. I'll never forget watching Tyson lose to Buster Douglas and biting off Evander Holyfield's ear.
Tyson Douglas was an amazing upset when I cuz
I think the biggest upset
ever.
Know. No, I think
maybe do you believe in miracles?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about. Do you believe in miracles? Is that the biggest upset ever or is it
what about how about Leicester City winning the English Premier League 5,000-1?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
They were like gonna the worst team in the league the year before in the Premier League and maybe being relegated to the lower level.
Yeah.
You know,
I like how they do that though.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
I think that because that was season long.
Yeah.
That was season long. They did it all year.
If you used to do that in the NFL, like the Jets would be in like a high school league with the PSAL.
What about Cleveland?
Oh, God. That would be Pop Warner.
They're going to win.
How much?
They're going to win. I don't know. But
if they come out the gate 0-3, 0-4, you fire Hugh Jackson immediately.
It's not Hugh's fault. What have you given Hugh? They passed up on Carson Wentz.
What have you get? His job is Hugh was brought in there as an offensive mind.
What quarterback have they given?
Look how they jerked around Kaiser last year.
No, you're right. And they got what did they trade him for? Demetrius Randall?
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Is he going to sit there and learn from learn from Rodgers?
Yeah.
They got rid of Brent Hubley because he stunk
to join up when he got his chance. All right, so let's go. Let's see what we can get out of this right here.
All right, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna jump to the middle first because there's a lot of cards because there's an autograph in the first pack and we always like to start with the autograph.
Okay.
Doris Fountain. Now I'll give you one guess. Do you know where UNI is?
UNI. No, I don't.
I'm going to say
Northern
Iowa, and he was a wide receiver. It doesn't tell you where he was drafted, unfortunately, but let's just hope he's one of these guys that comes out of the blue and is a superstar.
I'm down with it.
You know, I mean, how many people knew Antonio Brown before Wallace left?
The thing about you, and you're correct about that. You know, the thing about it was Antonio Brown, you know how that 16-mile stretch of South Florida has put more players in the NFL than the state of Texas in recent years? He was the biggest of those players.
He went to Central Michigan.
He had off-the-field issues, mainly with trying to get his grades right, and he was running and hanging and banging a little bit. He didn't put it together till he got to college. But he was a big-time recruit.
Yeah. So, we'll go through this quick.
Yeah, I know that. I want to get through everything.
A couple of the guys, we got Ronald Jones. He's going to be – I like him.
I like him. I agree.
I'm just going to look at the rookies. We always got to pay homage. The greatest defensive college player to ever play the game.
That's Charles Woodson?
Charles Woodson. You can say whatever you want, but to be the only defensive guy to win the Heisman says something.
I agree with you. I have no beef with Charles Woodson.
2 years behind me in school.
Okay, cool.
Stole a friend of mine's dog.
Sorry to hear that.
with this product, just to give you an idea, you got Elway in a Stanford uniform.
Okay, I can dig it. That's cool.
Dez in his Oklahoma State. It shows these guys in
remember
college
that.
Uniform. So,
remember that great game, Oklahoma State and Texas Tech? Dez versus Michael Crabtree?
Oh, yes.
That was a classic.
Crabtree won at the end.
Crabtree won at the end.
Touchdown.
That catch, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's going to be good on Baltimore,
he's going to get the majority of the targets. The thing about it is Joe Flacco can't throw the ball more than 10 yards now.
I don't know. So in this pack, we'll jump to the autograph again. We got Josie Jewell, one of the more popular college guys, sticking in the state of Iowa.
Okay.
I think he might actually start. I forget who drafted him. I was just reading about it. In USA Today, they put out I like the Sports Weekly on Wednesdays. I read it on the subway.
Okay.
Recaps. They talked about him.
Cool.
But, we got Vince Young, how about the best national championship comeback, Alabama or Vince Young?
Ooh, I would go Vince Young. Both of those very good football games.
Because Pete Carroll went for it on fourth down.
Yeah, you're right. Excellent games. Excellent football games. The best football game I've ever seen, though, was Ohio State and Miami in 2001.
Willis McGahee?
Yep. You go through the list of players in that game, it'll blow your mind. Johnson, Sean Taylor.
That was Maurice Claret, right?
Maurice Claret, Willis McGahee.
Talk about a guy that...
Chris Gamble. Right. Amazing.
How about the greatest athlete of the 20th century?
LeBron James.
Nope. Bo Jackson.
Said
athlete.
No doubt. Okay, I give you that.
I don't know why he's not on top on all the lists, but... So, going back to the rookies, because we can always look through stuff after. It's got Michael Gallup.
Cowboy. Dallas Cowboys.
How did I know you were going to be a Cowboy fan?
I don't know.
You didn't like the Giants, so you threw it on the floor. It had to be, and I have nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to lie. In high school, I had Emmitt Smith jersey.
Good. Nice job. It's good. Good job. I've met Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin.
And Darius Geis.
Ah, Darius Geis, D.C. football team. I think, Dice had a bad year the last season at LSU, but LSU is not known for being a good offensive team. I think
they
he could turn some heads in
backs,
D.C.
Though.
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh.
And good. Let's talk about the receivers they put out the last few years.
Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry.
Yep.
LSU football. I can dig it.
And Les Miles is gone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know where Les came up through?
Notre Dame?
No, Michigan on Bo Schembechler's squad.
Oh, very good. I did not know that.
Rumor is he left because he slept with Gary Moeller's wife, but that's, like I said, rumor.
Urban legend.
I don't know how urban of a legend it is, but it's
dangerous. Yes.
J.J. Watt. Aaron Rodgers.
There you go.
Some fun names. The first guy to make Texas TCU look good, LT.
Yeah, Dalian Tomlinson.
Right. So now we... Okay. What's cool about this? This is a... Donta Foreman, Texas.
Yeah.
It's a numbered card. It's nice. It's
No, I think he might get a chance to be the starting running back. I think Lamar Miller's a bum, and I think this kid can play. So I would like to see if he recovers well from that injury he suffered late last season.
Yeah, we got a Duke Okafor.
Okay.
Wake Forest. Uh-huh. Did he go in the first round or the second?
I believe he went in the second round of the draft.
Yeah, then we got some more rookies, who we talked about before, Sony Michel.
Ah, New England Patriot running back, the great Georgia Bulldog.
I'm telling you, he will go earlier in every fantasy draft than he might would because he's on the Patriots, and they let James White go.
Yeah.
All this stuff.
You know what he's going in drafts right now?
No, I have not looked at it yet.
Would you like to know?
Yes.
On the 3-4 turn.
Really?
Yes. People are in on him. He's going on the 3-4 turn.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I don't think it's crazy.
Listen, dynamic talent, but New England Patriot running back.
He was the best running back on that team in the college playoff.
And trust, of course, you trust Georgia Bulldog running backs like you should, but it's how much of workload is he going to get? That's what I worry about. The talent is there, but the workload bothers me.
At 3-4 hook, name one running back at the 3-4 hook that's going to get a ton of workload, and he doesn't need as much of workload because Brady throws the ball to everyone, and this guy's electric.
I feel like if
he's electric.
I would rather drop down to the 5-6 turn where Kerryon Johnson is at. How about that?
You must have seen it.
No, I did not see it.
Where is Johnson? I know this.
Detroit.
Detroit.
And he went to the Lions where they have running back issues in Detroit.
They haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher in how many years?
It's been a while. I think we looked this up recently.
Or was it a 100-yard rusher they didn't have? There was some statistic.
I think it's been 1,000 yards. Yo, we looked this up maybe about a month or so ago, and the answer to that question will blow your mind, but I do not remember who it was right now. Because remember, what's the young man that had to retire because of the concussions? From Cal.
Kevin Smith?
Not Kevin Smith.
No, Kevin Smith was Central Florida.
Yeah, his cow. Oh, boy. Florida, if you look it up right quick, the Detroit Lion running back from Cal that had to retire early because of the concussions. I can't think. His name escapes me right now. He was supposed to be a big stud. Abdullah's never worked out to be anything. They've been missing with running backs in the draft for years now, but this kid Johnson can play if he can stay healthy.
I agree. You ever hear of this running back, Rock Thomas from Jacksonville State?
No, I never heard of him.
Me either, but that doesn't mean anything.
No, it does not. You're right. Jacksonville State might pump him out.
Yeah.
Peace out to the YouTube audience. I'm trying to think what this Lion running back was.
Take a look.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
What do you think of Christian Kirk?
He's a prototypical slot wide receiver, but a lot of people like him.
What about DJ? Who do you like better, him or DJ Chalk?
I would go Christian Kirk.
You have to, but...
Yeah, I would go Christian Kirk. I don't think Chalk is going to be a bad player, though.
Where is he? Where is Chalk?
Oh, I don't remember where Chalk went. I think he'd be all right, though. And Christian Kirk, I don't remember where Kirk went now, either.
I think Kirk fell to the second round, didn't he?
No, he did fall to the second round.
All right, we got two packs left, only one more autograph. Ooh, is this an autograph, a dual autograph? Ooh!
What we got?
We got a DJ Chalk, Darius Geis, cracked ice to 23 dual autograph.
I like that.
That is a beautiful card.
I like that
right there. We finally got a good hit with football on
this
show.
Look at that. That's because
I'm
here.
Must be Corey.
And it's happened when we turn the YouTube stream off.
Of course. I'm going to grab a plastic so I don't ruin that.
I know. Grab a plastic. That's a good idea right there.
Oh, well. There's so much special.
Javid Best was the player I was talking about.
Javid Best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah, wrap that one up because you got Geist and Chalk. I like that a lot. I like it. That's a good job. So that one goes into the stash.
We don't want it to get dinged.
Yeah.
We don't care if Rock Thomas does. We'll live with the regret if he's Arian Foster. All right. Speaking of what we were talking about receivers before, Calvin Ridley.
Lovely. I love Calvin Ridley. I think he's in a good spot, in a good situation.
He's in a great spot. Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, no pressure coming in.
Yep. Ex-flanker, slot flanker coming out of Alabama. Probably in between Julio and Cooper when it comes to talent at the University of Alabama. Lands in a good spot, and I do think that team will transition away from Julio Jones because they're not going to pay him. I think you get two more years out of him. One, Julio likely be hurt, and they'll probably cut him, and then it's Calvin Ridley's team.
Let me tell you something about Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
The most disappointing fantasy player to own in football, in my opinion.
Why?
Because where he's drafted and where he performs.
Okay. I agree, but the numbers are there.
I needed like 6 points.
Yeah.
In the semifinals from Julio Jones to go to the championship. I would have lost, but yeah. I didn't even get there because like he had one catch or you know. Like,
see, here's the thing with Julio: you can't personalize it. I agree. No, in fantasy football, on a week to week basis, Julio is tough. But when you look at the numbers at the end, they're always there.
I'm talking fantasy football. Yeah? I said fantasy football. I didn't say he's not a great player.
Yeah.
I'm talking fantasy football. Unless you're playing like a season long statistical or points league,
a roto league, more or less.
Yeah,
roto
league. If you're playing head to head, he's so dangerous.
He's very dangerous. But I was saying going into last year, you don't draft him in the middle of the first, in the beginning of the first. You draft him on the 1-2 turn because you pay him with another wide receiver to take the risk away from him. If you can start Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, you're cooking because Thomas is going to give it to you every week, and then you get big blow-up weeks from Julio.
See, we play – it was a two-quarterback league, so I took Julio, and then I got Cam.
All right, good
the
start. End
of, at that 1-2 hook you talked about. All right, and then – wow, I have two of this. Harrison Phillips.
Okay.
I don't even know who he is, but, and, you know, there's got to be some rookies in here to talk about. Oh, your boy Josh Rosen.
All right, there you go. You get a quarterback out the deal.
I actually like Rosen. I think they're knocking him because of his intelligence and all that stuff.
I agree.
Is Jim Mora still at UCLA?
Yeah, no.
Exactly. He got to bash the guy. I mean, come on.
The thing about him was his interest outside of football. They want him to be just about football, but that's, you're not going to get that with today's athlete. You're just not going to.
You can't.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Especially in the NFL. You know, yep, exactly. It's not for long.
And there you go. I agree with you 100%. You need to be setting up now.
Yeah, I mean, they talk about the importance of the Wunderlich test, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want a quarterback that's intelligent?
There you
go. Can think. I mean, if he's that smart, you'd think he would have a little bit of an edge with his physical talents.
I agree with you, but I just didn't see it myself personally. I didn't see it in college, but I wouldn't hold it against him, the fact that he may have interest outside of football. I think I want a quarterback like that. I agree with
you. I think he's going to sit the whole year.
And then that makes it even better for him, too.
I think he is because I think A.J. McCarron is very underrated.
Oh, okay.
I like him. McCarron. I think McCarron can play too.
Nobody
else. I don't understand why they got rid of Tyrod when he took him to the playoffs with garbage.
Nobody else besides me thinks A.J. McCarron can play.
I do.
But another player I think can play that nobody likes, and if you have his card, you can give it to me, Colt McCoy.
You can have them all. I'll find them.
FST, Red Tough Friday. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the holiday. All right.